بسم الله. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على رسولنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم تسليما. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I thank Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And I am grateful whatever bounty He has given us. And we seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us the mischievous of our soul. Whoever Allah guides, none can misguide him. Based on Allah, His mercy that guides. Whoever misguides Allah, none can guide him based on His justice. I ask subhanahu wa ta'ala to give peace and blessing, the best creation of all, our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I recommend myself to you that we should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verses that I recited, when it comes down, that's the way the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to open his speeches. And it's a reminder to all mankind and jinn to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma ba'd, my dear brothers and sisters, today our khutbah is about al-masajid. Our khutbah is al-masajid. Al-masajid, jam' al-masjid, is a plural. The places, the houses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people go to worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيه اسمه ويصبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال. There are houses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أذن أي أمر. Houses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded to be purified. Purified from shirk. لأنه during the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mecca was a place of shirk. They used to invoke other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, wa bi ni'matihi, the Prophet has purified Mecca. Also, purified min al-lagh, vain talk in the masjid, was only established to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bil ghuduwi wal asal. And this interval, it combines the day and night. In the mornings and in the nights. And that's the only interval we have as a human being. We come to the masjid for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look, Arabic language is a very rich and the richest language in human family. I challenge you today, my dear brothers and sisters, there is no other language as rich as Arabic language. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Arabic language to be His speech, Al-Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the day of judgment. The people speak in Arabic. Subhanahu. So, when it comes masjid, the derivative of this word comes from sajada. When you prostrate, when you make the sujood, to whom? Lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only for Allah. And it's prohibited for you to make the sujood other than Allah at all. He is the only one who deserves. Also, Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam was given the entire earth to be a masjid. Pure, except the bathrooms and the filthy places. You cannot do that. So, هذه المساجد, also, scholars say, المساجد هي الأعضاء السبعة, the seven parts of the human, which is the face up to the nose, the two hands, the two elbows, they are seven. That's how you make the sujood. So whenever you use this, you are making sajda lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it was built, al-masajid, lidhikrillahi wa ta'atihi. To remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to glorify, to recite the Quran, to make the tasbih, and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not just the physical aspect when people putting a sujood in their face on the ground, it's complete submission, a sajda. Based on your freedom of will. That you submit your freedom of will, the limited freedom of will we have, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We obey Him. What means obedience? We follow whatever Allah commands us. And we stay as much as we can with Allah has prohibited. هذا هي الطاعة. So, Alhamdulillah, so this masajid, it's very important. And Allah has elevated the most important places that Allah loves on the face of earth is al-masajid, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is remembered. There cannot be any better places. That's why Allah has commanded us, and Allah will never command us unless there is something good in it for us. So we do not live only for our biological needs. We live for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But most people are ignorant. أن المساجد لله فلا تدعو مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا. This is إضافة باللغة العربية. It shows its honor. The masjid that belongs to whom? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الإضافة. Given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَشْرِيفًا وَتَكْرِيمًا. That's why it's honored and it's mostly respected. So, al-masajid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises yudhkru fihi ismuhu. When we come, we glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the brother was making the adhan, it was takbir, always based in the names of Allah, the Most High. Nothing else. It's not for business. It's not for your personal affairs. All that has given up. That's why even when you are in the masjid, if you lose something in it, you cannot announce it. No. And you cannot sell anything in the masjid. Only the act of worship. So, هذه المساجد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us as believers to come and do for our five times prayer. It's not at home. That's why sometimes living in a non-Muslim country, it's difficult for us to achieve that goals. But in the Muslim world, everywhere you go is a masjid. So you pray with the jama'ah. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى says, رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله وإقام الصلاة وإيتاء الزكاة يخافون يوما تتقلب فيه القلوب والأبصار. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the man, in the Quran, there are maybe two or three times Allah has mentioned man. Man, what it means is that it's a man, al-rijal, the love of money and the love of business will not divert their act of worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تلهيهم تجارة. Because humans love naturally wealth and gaining and profit quickly. It's okay, but as long as it's balanced. The remembrance of Allah is the time of the salah. They come to the masjid and they pray. They are afraid. يوماً تتقلب فيه القلوب. It's يوم القيامة, that day that the heart will change. It's so fearful, the difficulty of that day. And scholars, how they give the tafsir of this تتقلب يوم القلوب, it's the heart beats between two intervals. One heart, you have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you go to the Jannah and your account will be easy. On the other side, the heart changes. You are so fearful of the hellfire and your situation at that day. Wal absar, also the sight, your eyes, will change like this. It's not stable because what you see is very fearful. So they know that this world is not the most important thing, but it's a passing place. So they are wise people. They come to the masjid. So for us, those who have lucky enough to be at the masjid to pray the five times, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So who's going to build this masjid there? Who's going to do it? Is there a specific names that they should build masjid? Muhammad Jama Kida. All of us, it's our duty as a Muslims to build the masajid, to take the money that you love out of your pocket to certain portion. Mimma razaqakum Allah, what Allah has given to you, that you contribute to build masjid. It's very important. Without that, our life is not straight, my brothers and sisters. So if you are determined to buy a house, to buy a car, to buy other things to spend, you can spend for the sake of Allah to build a masjid. So, also, building a masjid, it is a sadaqah jariyah that will always continue. What do I mean that? Even when you are in the graveyard, no other deeds that you can make. Everything is gone. But what you did for the masjid, for the khairi that you made, will continue. As Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, إِنَّمَا يَلْحَقُ الْمُؤْمِنُ مِنْ عَمَلِهِ وَحَسَنَاتِهِ بَعْدَ مَوْتِهِ عِلْمًا عَلَّمَهُ وَنَشَّرَهُ. The believer, when death comes to them, what you will encounter as a good deeds that increases is whenever you taught a knowledge and you spread this knowledge. As long as this knowledge is continuing, your reward is continuing, my dear brothers and sisters. Also, walad salih means when you have walad bi lughah al-arabiya, is boy and girl together. Some people misunderstood walad as a boy. No, children, that's the true translation. When you have a children, salih means that they are Muslim, believers, obedient to Allah. Whatever act or deeds they do, even after your death, it will continue for you. That's why the purpose of having children is not just the comfort of our eyes when we see them. So that's why it's your duty to teach them as-salah, sawm, zakah, good deeds, make them Muslim. Otherwise, the day of judgment, what happens? يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه. The day of judgment, when it comes, everybody runs away from others. What do you mean when you run from your children? Some scholars say, inshallah, tafsir hadhihi al-ayah, is your children that you did not give them a good deed, that you did not teach them. Then when they come in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of grabbing your children and be happy with them, you run away from them because they are complaining against you. Because you did not teach them at the early age what they needed to have. It's not to go to Harvard Law School. That's complimentary. But basic, a deen. So my brothers, it's a long, also, bina al-masjid, or well, that water the continuous and other good deeds that will increase your good deeds, and it will continue, mustamir. So, fadl al-masajid, al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam said, man bana masjidan yabtaghi bihi wajhi Allah, bana Allahu lahu mithlahu fil jannah. Whoever erects a masjid and he wants only for it, he's doing on this action only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no other purpose, Allah will build him house equal to this masjid fil jannah. Our great scholar Imam Nawawi, when he tried to make this hadith interpretation, he said mithlihi is equal, means that La ayn ra'at. What is in the Jannah, no sight has seen yet how beautiful it is. Or ear did not even hear. So this is just the analogy. The smallest Jannah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give and the last man who comes out of the hellfire because he was a Muslim but did so much bad deeds, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finally gives him al-Jannah, is 10 times, 100 times more than the entire dunya and what is in it. The last man, there is a hadith that narrates. If we address the hadith, we cannot even finish. So also, Al-Imam Nawawi says that this is how important it is for you to contribute. Very important. So my dear brothers and sisters, we should not forget building masajids. This is a good deed that we need to take with us before death comes. Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam that was explaining even how low you could contribute in masjid. There is a hadith, وَمِنْ فَضْلِ الْإِنْفَاقِ عَلَى الْمَسَاجِدِ وَتَعْمِيرِهَا. Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the importance and the benefit of the gaining masjid, he gave us this hadith. قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ مَا وَرَدَ عَنْ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ أَنَّهُ قَالَ مَنْ بَنَى مَسْجِدًا لِلَّهِ. Whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَمَفْحَصِ الْخِطَاطِ أَوْ أَصْغَرُ, means that a small bird, this even the size of this masjid, if it's a small bird, the birds, where they put their eggs on the grass, they build it on the top, small grass, and that's where they put the eggs. Even if the size of the masjid that is small, subhanallah, بَنَى اللَّهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, Allah will build you a house in the Jannah. That is small. So this is an analogy, as scholars say. مُبَالَغَ بِلُغَ الْعَرَبِيَةِ it's called. What it shows you that, no matter if you contribute a quarter of a dollar, or even 1 cent, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 1 cent, to build this masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you, my brothers. And he will build the Jannah, a house in the Jannah, which is a great success. So we tend today, most Muslims has forgotten building masajids, except very few. And sometimes we underestimate our ability that we can build masjid. Since we don't have a lot of saving, you think you cannot build a masjid. No, we gather together, we come together. The entire success of life is teamwork. If you understand that those who know teamwork, they can achieve a lot of things in life. My brother, one person alone cannot do it, unless he's extra wealthy. So we have to come together as a teamwork. Have goal. And if your intention is to build a masjid, and you are moving forward, and death comes in, you get your reward also, subhanAllah. Even you didn't pay any money yet. But إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَاهِ, you have, your intention was to build a masjid. And you did it, subhanAllah. So you have achieved your goal. So today, the reason I'm talking this khutbah, my dear brothers, we are trying to build a masjid in Northeast. Is 100 acres. So we need help. And we need also idea. Teamwork. We have to come together to achieve that goal. So al-masajid, as you all know, is the most important places that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. As you know, there is a famous hadith, Fadl al-Masajid. You'd be surprised that we live on the earth. When it becomes dark at night, we look up to the skies. What do we see? Stars, moon, and what have you. We look up there. That's where the light comes. Al-Malaika, the angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also look down on the earth. And when they look down on the earth, everything is dark. Except the houses. في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيه اسمه. Except the masajid. The houses that is remembered Allah, that you make the prayer, it will shine. Clear cut. You could see the lights. The houses that we have here, we built, my brothers, that we illuminate them with so much light, the angels don't see at all. If it's not remembered in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's dark. But when you say Allahu Akbar, and you read the Quran, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's light. So this is very important. Also, Al-Rasul alayhi salatu wa salam, وَمَا أُمِرْتُ, he says, بِتَشْدِيدِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not recommend the Prophet Muhammad, did not give him a command to make the masajid like cathedrals. Washington Cathedral, go. I think they were building more than 100 years on Wisconsin Avenue. More than 100 years. And if you go inside, how it's decorated, you'd be surprised. No, Allah did not recommend that. Simple. Zukhrufa has no place in the masajid. You clean? Because you are not worshipping the artist and the decorationist. That is not the point. Actually, sometimes misleads you from prayer and concentration to pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, alamatu sa'a, when you want to see the last hours of the day, and you want to know, what you see is that people compete one another for building decorations, high mosques, and showing off. No. That's alamat sa'a. When you see that, the hour is getting closer. My dear brothers. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُونَ. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره لك الحمد ولك الشكر يا رب العرش العظيم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لك الحمد ولك الشكر اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولنا محمد صلوات الله عليه وسلم تسليما. My dear brothers, as we were talking about the masajid, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored fi ayah Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he and his son Ismail, they were raising and building the Kaaba. وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ, purify my home. SubhanAllah. And the masajid, as you know, they have the salah you offer at the masjid, the best masjid to offer the salah, and you get more reward, thousands, is Mecca, Medina, Bayt al-Maqdis. These are recommended to go and visit, and the reward is higher. And also the masajid that we pray, when you pray your home, this is higher than 27 times. So do not take lightly masajid just to come the Friday. Try your best to fit your schedule to be with the jama'ah. And you go. So, today, my dear brothers and sisters, our brother Ali, may Allah reward him. That, and we ask Allah to protect him from all evil. He made the effort, and other brothers, to have a mosque in Northeast. It's a 50-acre, and another 50, I think it's altogether 100. We can build schools for Muslim children. We can build nice masjid and a community. So we can have all together. And it's a good location. Close to 295 South. And the area, there is no masjid. So what I want you today, there's a book here. Please, I want you to pledge money. Even if you do not have now, you can. We open account. Ali will open account slowly, and you could contribute weekly. We need minimum now. Minimum, just to buy the land, around 120,000, if it's not more. I'm not talking the building. So what we need is that before this land goes out of our hand. Do you know that DC is not easy now? Everything is getting high. So this is a great opportunity. We want to pay off the land. Then we want to come back for the building of the masjid, inshallah. So brothers and sisters, Allah will give you whatever. As you know, a sadaqah will not decrease your wealth. Any sadaqah that you paid will not decrease your wealth. It's guaranteed that. So inshallah today, write down your names and your telephone number. Brother, I will contact you. And inshallah we will start building the masjid. Don't fear. You may pay even a year, whatever it takes. $5,000 you could write. $1,000, $10,000, $500, whatever you could afford. And you pay weekly. He will give you the account, you put it in. Or you bring it to him. Inshallah, we will make a committee anyhow. It's not just one person. We will make a teamwork that works together, that has account. And all of you, we need your work to work together. We also will appoint a day when we gather, all of us, and we discuss. And we can show you the location. We will give you the address. We will come there. Maybe we will have some drink, and inshallah, and we all come together. So may Allah give us the reward of building the masjid, inshallah. O Allah, Allahumma atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa waqina azab al-nar. Allahumma ij'alna min al-muslimin, salihin, barina laki ya Rabbi. Rabbi aghfir lana wa liwalidina wa lil-mu'minina wa lil-mu'minat. Wa aqimis salah ya Habibi. Brother, don't forget to write down.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala as-salati, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamat as-salatu, qad qamat as-salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Na'am, la ilaha illallah.
Muhammadan Rasulullah. No, because this becomes small. Up.